I spied an area that looked to have been victim of collateral rather than deliberate damage, and put down in a denuded patch of ground, in hot, teeming rain. All around me, buildings and houses were engulfed in flames, the fires energized by whatever fuels the indigenous human population used. Everywhere I looked, I saw bodies being pulled from raging torrents of water or cascades of thick mud. As I emerged from the ship, a human of perhaps 40 standard years disengaged from a group of others in the process of collecting bodies and approached the ship. "Thank you for responding to our distress call," he yelled over the driving rain in thickly accented Basic. When I told him that I hadn't received any distress signals, he said, "Through your ship, you mean?" I confirmed it, but he only nodded. "I was here," he told me, "and that was what mattered." His name, he said, was Nonin. I followed him into the rain, asking if he knew why the attack had been launched. "The Imperials didn't explain," he said calmly. It emerged, however, that the governor of the planetary sector was believed to have angered the Emperor, and Hayato was being made an example. It sounded all too familiar, and what with the number of dead surrounding me, I must have allowed my despair to show. But Nonin only said, "Don't mourn for us. There was no dying here, only going." At the time, I interpreted the words as merely poetic, little realizing the import they would take on in coming weeks, months, and ultimately years. In what amounted to a local week, I assisted in the retrieval of more than 500 bodies, all of which were ritually burned in the remains of a place of worship. When not rooting about and helping to haul corpses, my droids and I tended to wounds, burns, and broken bones in the small clinic the Falcon became. It took some time to set in, but gradually I realized that I had yet to encounter an elderly person among the injured or dead, and I asked Nonin about it. At first, he didn't understand my question. Then he pointed to a woman perhaps a bit older than he was and said, "Megan has 101 stellar cycles." Then he pointed out a slightly older-looking man. "Sans has 140 cycles." Since I already knew the Hayato's year was roughly equivalent to Coruscant's, the ages Nonin quoted had to be wrong. "How many cycles do you have?" he asked me. When I told him 28, he said that he would have thought I had many more. Now, I don't know many young women who enjoy hearing that they look older, much older than they actually are. But Nonin was right. Those of his people who were my chronological peers looked much younger. Still, I found it difficult to accept. Data on Hayato wasn't very extensive, but it was an established fact that the planet's human population had migrated from the core several millennia earlier. So either Hayato's humans had evolved into longer-lived beings, or there was something about the now ravaged planet that had granted them unusual longevity. Within a month of my arrival, Nonin and the others were already rebuilding their homes. If they had grieved for the dead, they had done so in private, for I had yet to see so much as a tear shed by anyone. Then, one afternoon, while I was collating the data I had compiled on the group's rapid ability to heal, physically and emotionally, Nonin and several others returned from a trek into the forest with a dozen or more huge vats of tree sap, all of which had been colored with fruit extracts, clay, and ground minerals. Without bothering to consult me, they were soon painting the Falcon with the saps, turning her from white to deep red, and replacing the medical symbols with enigmatic sigils. When they were done, the ship sported a snarling mouth and a row of fanged teeth, clenched fists and the tips of the mandibles, and flaming feathers covering her dorsal surface. The laser cannon had become a kind of fiery flower, the cockpit an angry eye. When I finally asked Nonin for an explanation, he told me that the Falcon was being prepared. "Prepared for what?" I asked. His response was matter of fact. "Vengeance for those who went." If he meant literal vengeance on Hayato's Imperial base, he had some news coming, and I provided it. "First of all," I told him, "I'm a healer, not a soldier." "I am also a healer," he said. "What difference does that make?" I told him that I dealt in saving lives, not sowing death. "By avenging those who left," he said, "we will be saving lives." I told him I wasn't a combat pilot, and that the droids weren't capable of executing more than basic maneuvers. "But you can fly us over the Imperial base," he said.